Hi everybody, I want to thank you for joining us for this installment of the GovCon video blog. So today we're going to kick off a vlog series that covers the export control rules on government contractors. And these rules control or restrict the export of certain items to foreign countries and foreign persons. Now you might be asking yourself, my company's not involved in any kind of shipping, why do I have to worry about this? Well, if you're a defense contractor, or really a contractor of any kind, say a software or IT or an engineering company, and you have a key supplier or subcontractor, and one of the main principals of that supplier or subcontractor lives abroad or is a foreign person, well, if you share information about the contract or the technology that you're developing with that principal, you might have an export control issue. Or say your company is designing a component or some kind of outer shell, and it uses a commercially available engineering or design software, and you run into problems with that software. Well, if you use the software company's online support or telephone support, and you get into details about how you're applying the software, well, if that support team is located in a help desk in a foreign country, again, you might have an export control issue on your hand. My point is that the export control rules apply to a larger set of circumstances than the typical foreign sale or shipping scenario. Another reason why it's important for contractors to understand the scope of the rules is that the penalties for violating the rules can be fairly steep, and in some cases they can include criminal prosecution. Now, the export control rules that we're going to cover are under ITAR and EAR, or the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, which is issued by the U.S. Department of State, and the Export Administration Regulations, which is issued by the U.S. Department of Commerce. Now, as with our other vlog series, we're going to start first with general principles, and then we're going to drill down into specific topics as we go along. So today, we're going to touch generally on four things that contractors should know about the export control rules. So one thing that contractors should know is that controlled items can be technical data and software. Now we said earlier that ITAR and EAR control or restrict the export of certain items. And these items aren't limited to hardware like guns or tanks. Controlled items can include software and technical data. Now if you take a closer look at ITAR, ITAR controls or restricts the export of what's called a defense item, and that's an item that's listed in the U.S. munitions list. The U.S. munitions list identifies 16 categories of controlled items, and they include things like firearms, launch vehicles, and aircraft. But controlled items under ITAR can also include technical data. Technical data under ITAR is defined very broadly to include information that's used to design, develop, repair, or maintain a defense article. And they include things like blueprints, charts, really a broad range of information. Technical data is also defined to include software that's related to a defense article. Similarly, under EAR, controlled items are items on the Commerce Control List, and that list identifies 10 broad categories of controlled items. And these categories include things like electronics and propulsion systems. But the items on the Commerce Control List also may include software that's related to a controlled item under a particular category, as well as technology. Now, as with technical data under ITAR, technology under EAR is defined broadly, and they include information in any form, oral or written, that's used to develop, repair, operate, or maintain a controlled item. The second thing the contractor should know is that an export can occur by email or oral communication. Now, exports under EAR and ITAR can involve physical transfers and shipments, but they also can include oral and visual disclosures. So talking to someone or showing someone a controlled item can be an export. Electronic transmissions also can be exports, so sending an email that contains technical information can be an export. So the third thing the contractor should know is that exports may include transmissions of technical information within the U.S. to foreign persons. So when people think of exports, they typically think of physical transfers and shipments outside the U.S., and those are covered under ITAR and EAR. But under EAR, an export also includes the release or transfer of technology or source code to a foreign person in the U.S. And again, technology under EAR includes all kinds of technical information. Similarly, an export under ITAR includes releasing or transferring technical data to a foreign person in the U.S. So the fourth thing the contractor should know is that some controlled items can be exported with prior approval or licenses. So just because an item is on the U.S. munitions list or the Commerce Control List does not necessarily mean that it cannot be exported, say, to a foreign person or a foreign country. The control over certain exports under ITAR and EAR instead may come from a licensing requirement that serves as a prerequisite to an export to a foreign person or a foreign country. So ITAR and EAR permit the export of certain controlled items, but only after a contractor obtains an appropriate license or approval from the Department of State or the Department of Commerce. Now, we'll talk more about licenses in future vlogs, but whether export is permitted with a license will depend on the particular item, the destination country, and in some cases, the end user. So to sum up, the four things that contractors should know about the export control rules are: 1, controlled items include technical data and software. 2, exports can occur by email or oral communication. 3, exports can include transmissions of technical data within the U.S. to foreign persons. And 4, some controlled items may be exported with prior approval or licenses. Well, thanks for joining us. Look out for that next installment on the export control rules, and I hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.